Welcome to day three of Overcoming Call Reluctance 30-Day Coaching System. This is Nancy, and welcome back. I want to talk to you about day three and what you're going to be doing today. Number one, you're going to list the three reasons why you can be and deserve to be wealthy and successful. Sometimes we find that business owners and people who sell for a living are actually focused on why they can't be wealthy and successful. They focus on the things that they don't have. They focus on the skills they don't have or the knowledge they don't have, or sometimes it's the courage that they don't have, and that becomes their focus. Well, I heard someone very wise once say that it's not what you don't have that will keep you from being successful. It's what you think you need that will keep you from being successful. And that was said by Les Brown. Again, it's not what you don't have that will keep you from being successful. It's what you think you need. So for example, if you don't have a master's degree, that is actually what will not stop you from being successful. But if you think you need a master's degree to be successful or get a certain job, that will keep you from being successful. So really, you have to shift your focus from what you don't have to what you do have. And you have to focus on why you deserve to be wealthy and successful. Number two is the short-term goal. Again, we're going to have you keep reminding yourself every day of what you're working towards, whether it's a weekly goal or a monthly goal. Number three and four are activities that will get you closer to your goal and the story that's creating the hesitation, that's having you not make that call or take that activity. I want to share a story with you about when I used this system. I was hesitating to call a couple of prospects, and the reason I was hesitating, the story I had was that they were referred to me over a year ago. I had followed up with them pretty consistently for about 5 to 6 months, but at 6 months, they kind of dropped off my radar, and I haven't had any follow-up with them since. Well, I ran into the person who referred them to me originally, and he asked, "Hey, how are they? Have you been in touch with them? Have you done any work with them?" And I felt really stupid because it's been a year since the initial referral, and then it's been about 6 months since I've had any contact with them. So that's why I was hesitating to call. My story was that when I called, you know, they either weren't going to remember me or they weren't going to want to hear from me this, you know, late, you know, in the follow-up, or that they've hired somebody else to do the work. So I had all these stories kind of running around. But I decided to check out my story. I wanted to do the story versus reality tool, and my story was that they wouldn't want to hear from me. So I decided to push through, and I kind of copped out a little bit. I took the easy way out. I sent them an email, and lo and behold, one of the gentlemen got back to me right away. He called me the same day and said, "That's it. I'm ready. I need to do this work with my team." And I literally had a signed contract on my desk, I think, by the next day. And the other gentleman wrote back and said the same thing. "Yep, I'm ready. Let's do it." So by making two phone calls, I got two contracts in my business. And it never would have happened if I hadn't been working this system and looking and saying, well, why is it that I'm not calling them? And how can I push through that? And then, you know, check whether my reality matched my story. And of course, it did not. My story was catastrophic and, you know, it was going to be a disaster. And then the reality was that I had successful sales calls. And at the end of the day, again, make sure you acknowledge your success for any of the work that you did, anyone you called, even if it didn't go well, if it didn't turn into business, which sometimes happens, that's okay too. You still made the call. So just remember to do that. And I will talk to you tomorrow.